your Sonicast.
What's going on, y'all? Y'all are rocking with the people on the Sonicast. It's your girl, Sonic G. What's up?
DC, I'm chilling.
Your player partner, G-Biz.
Lex Jones.
We're going to get real petty today. Because I have an issue with my fellow showhorts over here. Because they basically don't feel it's necessary to buy anybody any gifts. Now, I know DC is going to go ahead and buy a couple of people some gifts. Probably not anybody you're dating, though, right?
I don't know what you mean by dating. What does that word mean?
Fucking or having sex with.
There's a difference.
Taking out. Okay, so dating is what? Taking them out to eat, being seen in public, and the other one is kind of like after 2 a.m.?
I'm going to say it during the daylight, if you spend your time with this person during the daylight, more than 5 days a week, you're buying them a gift.
More than, there's only, okay. Well, there's 7 days, so
right.
Jesus. Like,
so
you're if, talking about engagements.
Nah, not really.
He's
I mean,
saying a
if
committed
you see a
girlfriend.
Person, you know, you might go to lunch Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever,
damn.
Whatever. More than 5 days, you got to get them a gift. If you see them less than 5 days, do not buy them anything.
That's a lot of damn days.
Yeah, so basically, if you're committed to somebody is what you're saying.
Nah, you don't have to be committed to that person.
That's committing.
That's
five days out of seven?
What?
You're leaving yourself the weekend. Right.
This is
but
a work,
we're not
though.
Committed to each other.
Unfortunately, we are from 6 to 10.
We're
we are. And doing this podcast, too.
I buy people gifts who have maybe once had the same last name as I've had. Or who, you know, who I may be related to. Other than that, as far as I don't know what that dating word means or what else y'all were talking about. I don't do any of that. Nope.
But why though? Like,
what do you mean why? Because I'd have to buy too many
frame?
Gifts.
That is well, okay, player.
Don't
play
on. Player.
Play on, player. Play on. So right now, currently, how many gifts would you have to buy if you bought the people you were dating more than what? What is your time frame? Like, after a certain point, you got to get them something.
Oh, do you mean, if I was dating someone? I mean, if that's your girl, you buy her a gift.
Okay.
If that's not your girl.
You don't have to.
I've been getting you gifts all year. It's called meals. And you know what? You can go ahead and count those all towards your end of year total, and that's about it.
Okay. Well, I know that you rock with chicks that you don't call your girl that you've been rocking with for more than a year plus or whatever the case may be. So they still don't get gifts because they don't have the girlfriend title?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
But you know what, though? If you my people, I do for you throughout the year. I just feel like, again.
That's not the same thing.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Okay, all right. So check this out. So if I happen to be dating somebody, right, and my gift is, I don't know, a card. Does it count still? So if I go get a bunch of cards and then I deliver those cards to women who I may be seeing, it's me being thoughtful. They have thoughtful notes inside or something like that. Is it the same? Or do I got to go get a Birkin to show you my love every December 25th?
See, now you're going too far.
I mean, some women would say, I need you to come through with that fresh bag,
come through
DC.
With the bag. Because
yes.
If you don't, then it don't matter.
Well,
that's so that's why I don't do nothing. Because it just, it doesn't. Like, I don't want to subscribe to the Hallmarkiness of it all, you know? And also, I mean, I would just have to, it would be a lot of gifts.
I'm not going to get back into a corner spending.
I'm just going to keep it real. I'm just going to be honest to that.
I'm not going to get back into a corner spending any money on a publicized and pushed holiday such as Christmas. I'm not going
to
do it.
I mean, do you buy a turkey on Thanksgiving?
If my auntie want me to.
So, technically, you could be coerced into buying something on a publicized Hallmarky holiday, just not on Christmas.
If the woman who's cooking tells me to bring something, I'm going to bring it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm
so
saying.
So, if the woman who you happen to be poking at the time tells you to bring something, are you going to bring it?
Nah. Because, I mean, we again, that's
what
I'm like. I was talking about my auntie bringing.
I'm putting it in context. You said if a woman.
I said if the woman that's cooking.
Okay.
I was talking about my auntie.
Okay.
But, I mean, I don't buy gifts for what? I don't buy gifts for nobody.
That's so crazy. How about you, Lex?
Only my immediate family. Like, well, you know, the people I see every day. So, like I said, if I see you more than five times a day.
So, I'm getting a gift?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, nice.
You know, it might be under it might be under a dollar.
Oh, wow.
But you know, it's the thoughtfulness that counts.
Ain't
you know
nothing under a dollar nowadays.
Cards are
cards.
Thank you. 75 cents, 99 cents, 50 cents,
79.
To say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and all of that.
Okay. Well, you know, y'all know I'm a trick, and I like buying gifts. So I clearly have already bought my boo and given him a gift already.
Oh, you gave him his Christmas gift already?
But here's the backstory behind that.
What'd you get him first?
Well, I'll tell you that in a minute. Can I get there?
Right.
So we were getting ready to go to a holiday party in a hotel or whatever the case may be, and he put his watch on my flat iron when he jumped into the shower.
Oh.
And so I didn't know until I ran in the bathroom to go do something, and I was like, baby, you put your watch on my flat iron. You didn't feel it was hot, so it melted all up. But the funny thing is I had already ordered him a watch before that even happened. It was kind of meant to be. Yeah, so I feel better about tricking off that money.
So is that why you gave it to him early? Because he lost his last one?
Yeah, but I mean, I got a couple other things for him too. So it's going to be a so many days of the Santa Claus Christmas. That's all.
Oh.
Now, if somebody,
but I like buying gifts. I'm a girl. So
do you feel inclined to give somebody something if they give you something? Like, is it like a must? Like, if you get a gift, D, from a chick, do you feel like, maybe I have to give her something?
Well, that you make the assumption that she would be giving me the gift before Christmas.
Well, I'm
because if I get something on Christmas, I'm not going to be like, I got you something too. And then
house.
It don't come for a week. That's lame. I don't want to lie and say I did it. Huh? Who? I did?
No, I've done that many
times. I got you something.
You don't expect it. So instead of feeling like, I wasn't thinking about you the way you were thinking about me, I'd be like, yours is at the house or whatever the case may be.
Nah, you're not guilt tripping me.
Here comes somebody for a gift right now.
Hey.
Oh.
Wait, I'm not coming for it.
Look at that.
We doing real holiday exchanges here. Look at this.
Look at Sana G handing off gifts.
Pulling them gifts out her sack.
Yeah, but I clearly had to ask her to come up to the studio because I don't like any of the other salespeople. So she was the only one. Yeah.
Yikes.
So, yeah.
Thanks for the love.
Yay. You know. Much love.
Well, that gift did put a smile on her face.
It did.
Yeah. Aww. I guess that's why we give them during the season.
I'm the only one who takes care of me. So.
What? I do?
Oh, well.
Yes. See? Take notes, fellas.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Mama. Enjoy your vacation.
Thanks.
Okay.
I still ain't buying nobody nothing.
Bye.
And there goes the example. This happened live of the guilt trip that happens when you give and don't receive.
I don't feel a damn thing.
I got her a big box of See's candy last year, and she left on vacation, so I ate it.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know, that happens too.
So you had to double
up. It's See's candy. I mean, you know, how long can you let that sit there and just look at it and be like, gosh, damn.
Not long.
Yeah.
Right.
Just like those chocolate turtles that my auntie gets around Christmas with the almond inside.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Chocolate turtles do bust.
Imperial cherry joints. My sister be loving them.
Oh, shits. Can't do the imperial cherries.
Yeah, super sweet.
I like the almond roca, though.
That's the little Ferrero-ros.
Them my joints.
So,
I like them.
Lex, no gifts. G-Biz, no gifts. DC, no gifts for the people you're dating, unless it's your boo. I'm definitely buying gifts because I like to shop and I'm...
And I'm going to have a boo.
So when you got a baby, I mean, you got to take care of your daughter. You're going to have to buy
something. Yeah, but we're not talking about family. Like, I'm buying family gifts.
So, tons.
I said, I'm buying family gifts. We ain't talking about family. We just talking about if you happen to be in a relationship with somebody or towards a relationship with somebody, where's the cutoff for when you need to go ahead and buy them something? And I say when y'all are committed, you know, or y'all have the conversation ahead of time. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well,
Sana, clearly. Okay, Sana, here you go. Did you buy gifts for a cat that you were just fooling with prior to you being booed up?
It depends on how serious it was and how much I liked him.
Mm.
Yeah. Like if we were just kind of like whatever after 2 a.m. or whatever the case may be, probably not.
Right.
But, you know, if it was like, you know, we go eat and stuff like that and try to be seen, like Lex said, during the day or at least early evening, then, probably. But again, I'm a girl. I like to buy gifts. You know what I'm saying? Do you feel pressure like when you get one to have to return it? Like if one of your chicks comes up to you and gives you a gift, you going to give it back? Something? No?
I mean.
Depends on what it is.
I don't want to be that person that's like, oh, yeah, I got you something.
You don't have to say
anything. And then I
got to
go figure it out later.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't, if you get the gift on Christmas and then you take a gift and then you don't say nothing and then 3 days later they get something, they know damn well you didn't have that gift on Christmas.
First off, don't lie to yourself and act like you're going to see any of your hoes on Christmas Day.
Damn, not a hoes. Earlier it was women he was dating.
You know.
Well, he's trying to give them clout now. Like he's actually going to see them on Christmas Day.
Are you bringing one to Christmas dinner?
Ooh. Nope.
I'm not taking. Come on, fam. I don't take nobody around my family. I think the last time my mom met a woman I was dating actively was probably when I took Tanisha to go see Monsters, Inc. back in 2002.
Wow.
Yeah, that was probably the last time my mama met somebody I was dating. I don't get down like that. I'm not just about to bring a random willy-nilly people around the crib.
Truth.
If we are committed, then you can come to holidays. You can do whatever else. If you the homie, and we may have messed around in the past, but there's a clear line of delineation between where we are and where we were. You can come get a plate, but you're going to have to leave. You can't, like, linger.
Yeah. This is not a re-invitation to enter my pantalones.
Coming through with gifts for moms and everybody else, showing love to the whole fam. You still going to kick her out?
Yeah, she got 20 minutes.
Damn.
Say hi, get a plate, move on.
Cold game.
We'll take this holiday candy and go ahead and hit the road.
Mm-hmm. Clearly, take that funnel cake, too. We ain't eating that.
We're missing the message of Christmas here, kids.
Put some extra ambrosia on your plate.
I don't know. Message.
Togetherness.
Message love. Don't pay my bills. Wow. Message don't pay my bills. I'm not spending no money on nobody. I'm going to tell you the one person I would buy a gift for. My niece. Aww. And that's only because my baby is under 18. Look, KK, I might get you some Jordans.
Might.
I might get you some Jordans. I said might. I mean, I'll get her something, but I might get her some
Jordans. That's a soft might, too.
Yeah, you heard it. But
don't get those K-Dot Cortezes. That's what she's going to get.
Hey, Unc going to do what he going to do. You might get some Pumas. Go ahead and take that.
She going to get
but
your uncle owes a lot of people money, so yeah. He may get nothing.
Might. She might not.
Going to bring you a pair of them Shaq Diesels from Payless back in the day.
Hey, man. Yeah, send me them old school Charles Barkleys, too. I might, you know, take care of those for her. But outside of that, I don't know.
The Starberry joints.
Right. Damn.
That's
but
shady.
I mean, I don't.
You bring in the house a pair of Starberries. You're shady.
Hey, she'll take them. She'll take them. You feel me? But I mean, I'm not buying nobody outside of her anything.
Mm-hmm. All right, real
I'm
quick.
Dating, seeing, whatever.
Okay.
No matter who you are, and we always, you know, turn our noses up at people's New Year's resolution posts on social media. Like, yeah, bitch, you still going to be fat next year.
Wow.
Or whatever the case may be. Because everybody says different things.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking something in 2018 that you want to make sure you do. What is it?
Get money.
Well, I know yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about DC? I know you're on your business hype. Like you're trying to open up and dabble in a lot of areas.
I am on my business hype. I wanna open up another business next year. If I don't open up another business next year, I want to be on a full propaganda scheme. And me and Lex have talked about this. I am going to. You going to see me. Let's just say that. Whether you want to or not.
Oh, right. I heard about this. Okay. Possibly some TV action.
Whether you want to or not, you going to see me coming up in the 18, fam.
Lex Jones?
I'm probably going to say to work smarter instead of harder. Try to get more sleep. Eat better. Definitely eat better. Get more rest. Get myself together. Because, you know, DJ, you know, you DJ, you hustle at night. You don't get as much sleep. You don't eat as well. So 2018, try to eat better, sleep better, do better things.
Yeah. I'm definitely trying to triple up, too.
Yeah?
I gotta expand the brand. That's what I gotta do.
Okay.
So I'm focusing on that, plus buy me a new house.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gonna get a Sonogy blimp? What's going on?
A blimp? A Goodyear blimp?
But
it's not a new year. What is it? How does Cube? I can't even think of it. And oh. It said Sonogy's a pimp.
Yep, you gotta put that on the side.
That's what I'm going to do. Now, we're going to figure it out. But, man, it's all about leveling up. So, you know, whatever your New Year's resolution is, whatever your holidays consist of, man, we're hoping that you have blessed ones, man. And many prayers and blessings going out to you and your fam.
For sure. Because, you know, we're going to be here now and in the new year, too, rocking with y'all, of course. So make sure you tune in and rock with us in the morning time.
There it is. Yeah. Sonicast. Make sure you go ahead and subscribe on that free iHeartRadio app on iTunes. You can also hit that podcast app on your phone. And make sure you tune in. Sonogy Morning Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on KMU.
All right.
Well,
ah.